Thank you and good morning. A head-on collision on Highway 299 on Sunday morning sent two people to the hospital with injuries and interrupted traffic on the highway for a period of time. 82-year-old Hoopa resident Christopher Colgrove was headed westbound on Highway 299 when he failed to negotiate a turn on the wet roadway and allowed his sedan to drift into the opposite lane. Headed eastbound in a Toyota pickup was Tiffany Van Horn of McKinleyville, and she tried to avoid Colgrove's car by taking evasive action, but the two vehicles collided head-on. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts, and Colgrove suffered injuries to his head, neck, and back, while Van Horn complained of pain in her chest and abdomen. Both were taken to the hospital for treatment. Impairment is not considered a factor in the collision. Rain over the weekend helped lower the temperature and provided some humidity and dampness, but had little effect on the wildfires burning across the region. More than 170,000 acres have burned in the Shasta Trinity National Forest, and smoke from the fires continues to be a concern for residents in the immediate fire area as well as in surrounding communities. Fire crews have made good progress against the Mad River Fire. It stands at 90% containment. The root complex, burning to the north of the Mad River fires and to the north of Highway 36 near Dinsmore, stands at 94% containment. The two fire complexes have burned a combined 73,000 acres. The river complex remains the chief concern. That blaze has scorched more than 68,000 acres in western Trinity and eastern Humboldt County. The complex is at 40% containment, and more than 470 personnel remain assigned. To the north, the Gaske and Nikowitz fires have burned just over 31,000 acres, with the Gaske complex of four fires in Delnorte County at 35% containment. The Nikowitz fire near Orleans has burned just over 6,000 acres. Evacuation orders and road closures in the fire areas are being lifted, but trail and campground closures remain in effect. Jordan Christmas has our community news.
In a region that was built on harvesting of trees, it's an eye-opening experience when you talk with local forest land managers about how different logging and forest practices are from just 25 years ago, much less how different they are from the 1870s. The wildfires burning in federal forest land in our region are a natural occurrence, and the fires also serve a key purpose in the health of forest lands by clearing out the understory and allowing larger trees to prosper in a fire-adapted ecosystem. The changes in logging practices, driven by clashes between the logging industry and environmentalists, have meant that logging on an industrial scale is a thing of the past. That doesn't mean logging has to die, however, and private timberland owners are arguing that salvage logging not only helps them earn a profit, but it also helps manage the forest lands that are now heavily overgrown and prone to massive and uncontrollable fires. Logging in the region will never return to the days when it was a billion-dollar industry, but forest land and forest land management will continue to play a key role in the economic health of our communities.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There stands a good chance that if you tried to make a hotel or motel reservation in the county over the past 8 weeks, you found it difficult. That's because there are hundreds of folks from out of the area that need a room for the night, or several nights. And for the most part, they aren't here to fish or hike or gaze in wonder at the magnificent trees. They are here to put out wildfires. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario said that the heat, the weather, and the fires are the talk of the town.
It's definitely the talk, and everybody is, you know, focused on the fires right now and, you know, the lack of rain. So those are the big topics around town, and we've had, you know, quite a number of firefighters in town. You know, we see them at the hotels and the restaurants, so that's great, and everybody's thanking them and putting out special notices and all of that. So it's really been nice, but the devastation up in the hills is not good.
Candelario would rather they were here to vacation instead of working a fire line. And while the influx of fire crews does help small local businesses, the city needs to be prepared to support firefighting efforts as well.
You know, public safety types, you know, whether it's fire or police, when there's something going on, they know what they're doing, and they take charge and they get their stuff going. And so we, you know, as a city, we try to support them and make sure that they're not having any problems or not running into anything. And if there's something that they need help with, we want to be there for that.
There are more than 3,000 firefighters from both CAL FIRE and the U.S. Forest Service battling wildfires across the region. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.